Given that virtual worlds already exist, the next steps will be scaling them up to support more users, online games carefully limit their numbers, making them more realistic and accessible, and devising new hardware to allow greater immersion. Progress is being made on all those fronts. But by far the biggest challenge will be to make connections between what are currently separate worlds. For example, it is not yet possible to take an item of virtual clothing from Fortnite into Minecraft. Mr. Ball is optimistic that economic gravity will drive companies to cooperate in devising and adopting open standards, because the market that this will then unlock will be much bigger than any of them could create alone. He adduces the so-called protocol wars of the 1970s to 90s, when rival computing network standards vied for supremacy. Ultimately, an open standard prevailed, the Internet Protocol, because a common format created a bigger market. Similarly, it makes economic sense, Mr. Ball argues, for virtual worlds to share data and interoperate. Today, people buy fewer objects inside games and other virtual worlds than they might if ownership rights were firmer and items more portable. Tackle those problems, and more people might be willing to fork out. Economics, Mr. Ball says, will drive standardization and interoperation over time. He draws an illuminating analogy with the history of smartphones. Another way to think of the metaverse, he points out, is as a successor to the rise of the mobile internet. Mobile devices extended, but also changed, the way people experience the internet, with the advent of things like navigation apps and ride-hailing. The metaverse could represent a comparable kind of shift, transforming what the internet can do and how it is used. But isn't the smartphone industry dominated by the duopoly of Apple and Google? This is one case where economic gravity has not led to interoperability. Mr. Ball thinks regulatory action is needed to loosen the duo's grip on payment systems and app stores, which limit the growth potential not only of virtual world platforms, but also the internet at large. The author wisely avoids spending too much time trying to imagine all of the future uses of the metaverse, or analyzing which of today's tech giants are best placed to exploit it. Nor does he dig very deeply into the inevitable regulatory and governance challenges. It is far too early in the game. Think of those predictions from 1993. They were broadly correct, but Netflix, Amazon, Gmail, and Wikipedia did not exist. The rise of smartphones too toppled previous industry leaders. The metaverse could cause a similar changing of the guard. Even the word metaverse may not stick, Mr. Ball admits. Something like it will have arrived by the end of the decade, but we may ultimately use a different term for this future. Like the information superhighway, this latest buzzword seems to point in the right direction, but may get lost along the way. For anyone who wants to understand the process and what is at stake, Mr. Ball's lucid and timely book offers a portal into a new realm.